Heard about Anchor? It is the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your own phone or computer. Anchor will also distribute your podcast so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more podcast platforms. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today.
All right, folks, we are live. This is a first live podcast in quite some time, but this is episode number 134 of YWC Football Talk. I know last time was a tremendous trio, but now it is the This That Rant YWC Football Talk crossover episode
All
have been waiting for. As these guys now in the podcasting world on episode number 4 just came out today, check it out. Link in the bio. I'll update that later. And if you're listening, guys, all links below. And also remember, too, guys, YWC Football Talk is presented by Sideline Shop. For all your jersey needs, go to sidelineshop.ca. Website is now live. All sports, all covered.
We got to get a sponsorship. Guys. Nice.
Yes, I got a sponsorship.
It's not going to be a cable company. They will not sponsor us.
No Xfinity?
No Xfinity.
I'm sure Sling will do it or someone like that or DirecTV. But anyway, guys, we're here live. It's on a Thursday night, week 13. We're watching Ramey's Cowboys, hence the name Ramey Cast, because we get to see him live react to the Cowboys, which so far it's a nothing game. I had a feeling this game, the under was going to hit. But if you see Matt and I get happy, or if Ramey's happy, you know, if Matt and I are happy, the Saints are doing something good. But if
the headphones get thrown, I'm out.
Well, the Cowboys are driving right now.
Oh, nice catch by Amari Cooper.
They should have had a touchdown on the last drive if Dak didn't misfire on that throw to CeeDee.
Yeah, there was that, and then there was that awful field goal attempt by the Saints. So we're in a 0-0 game right now.
Just go for it or punt. Yeah. Don't take that field goal.
Oh, the under is going to hit in this game. The under is going to hit unless the Cowboys just have an explosive like few drives in a row. I just feel like the under is going to hit because I believe it's at like – I got to look this up. You know, we do things unorthodox here. We're always on the go.
Well, I don't know about the under anymore. They're about to score. Unbelievable.
I think I'm ahead of you guys. Dalton Schultz just caught a pass.
No, you're way behind. They're at the 1 yard line right now.
Oh yeah. See, I'm at the Dalton Schultz just getting that, which actually Miguel sent me a pretty good parlay today featuring that. Yeah, literally I'm behind. I literally go on my score app and it just says that already where it's like, Dak has a completion for gain of 33 yards. Yep, it's about to happen. I'm literally just watching the CD Lamb.
So what channel is it on in Canada?
I'm watching it through like the Fox channel I get here. So I get the Fox Buffalo feed and, what was I going to say?
That's weird that it's that far behind. Behind. What is that? Wait, comment just showed up on the screen. What was that? Oh, Randy commented. Great guys. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Randy, fire away any questions you have. This is a live interactive YWC Football Talk.
And by the way, the over under is at 45.5. Same over under from last Thursday's Thanksgiving game.
Well, it's already the Saints lost. They're just bad.
That was a great catch, though. I mean, that was a great catch by Gallup.
Jeez,
I honestly don't know how he came down with that with both feet. That's beautiful.
I swear, out of any position, I feel like wide receivers are just the most athletic in that sense, where they can get like 2 feet down. Like look at that.
That was like they had no room whatsoever.
I thought he overthrew him into the corner there. I don't understand how that actually just happened.
I don't know who that corner was, but it had pretty good coverage, and there's just nothing you can do about that.
But long story short,
pretty much over.
Yeah, but long story short, Matt, with my way to watch NFL, it's through CTV/TSN. So TSN carries some of the games. CTV has it as well. So that's how I'm watching it right now is Fox, but it's simulcasted through the Canadian channel.
So no wonder you're behind. That's weird. So you're like maybe a full play behind.
Pretty much.
So if you see us react, you know something's going to happen.
Got it.
Or maybe we'll start reacting and it'll be a commercial.
I think I might be behind Matt, too.
I'm going to get some graham crackers. Commercial.
What teams you thought would be great this year and are not?
Ooh. Miss Clifton.
Yes.
Miss Clifton.
Clifton. Ramey, you go.
Oh.
Do the Chargers count? Because I thought they were going to be awesome, but they're just so hit or miss.
Oh, why don't you say the 49ers? Didn't you predict them to win the division?
Hey, they still could.
I don't know about
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
I feel like I picked Minnesota to be good last year also, and they always let me down.
But here's the thing with the Vikings, though. And if it's an odd number year. The Vikings make the playoffs an odd number of years. It's even number years when they suck. I think it's just a combination of Mike Zimmer and Kirk Cousins, like, look, you got Dalvin Cook, you got Adam Thielen, you got Justin Jefferson. Defense has been playing all right. They're just, they find ways to lose games.
Yeah, it's their games are like the Giants. They're always ridiculously close, and they're always like down to the wire.
Mike Zimmer is a terrible coach.
Yeah, he's not having a good year.
He's been there too since 2013. Another team I'd say is Miami too. I thought Miami was going to come out of the gates. I thought they'd be right. I thought it'd be a 3-team race in the AFC East, which we'll get into later.
They're playing better though the last month.
Yeah, but they went through that stretch where they were just like, what the hell? Tua's got what, the top three QBR or something like that? What was the stat you sent me? He's like,
he's doing way really better
than you would ever expect.
And he gets no time in the pocket to throw.
Yeah, that's what it was, because they're so bad, but he's actually not terrible, which I'm sort of shocked by.
Holy, get him right. That's a weird way to hurt your hand. You just hit him like right in the vice, like in the right in the forearm.
Yeah. And a penalty on the Saints. Wow, that was a quick first quarter. It's already 9 o'clock.
We kind of like it though. First half should be done before 10, and then this game probably done just after 11 o'clock.
I hope. Because usually these things drag. Like that Thanksgiving game of the Cowboys. Oh my god, that thing wouldn't end.
Yeah, well, and there's 28 penalties and Anthony Brown gets called for a fucking defensive pass interference anytime the fucking
Saints just caught that. Did you see that yet?
No, I just saw the Will Clapp pass false start.
Yeah,
Saints. My first and 15 is about to happen right now.
How are you so far behind? Like, they just completed a big pass to up to midfield.
That is such a bad false start on Will Clapp. What are you doing, buddy?
This is going to be fun. Griff's talking about the false start. The Saints already got the first down, and there's an injury. This is good. This is fun. Taysom Hill, 6 of 10 for 62 yards.
Like, I just saw TikTok star Juwan Johnson make a nice catch.
Is he on TikTok?
Yeah, him and his wife make videos. The big ones are like him that aren't douchey. Is hit, like, obviously Juju Smith-Schuster is a bit of a jackass, but him and then some guy named Isaac Rochelle, who I think is like a second string defensive tackle for the Colts.
Oh, I think I just saw one of his videos. He does good stuff. And then Gronk's brother is on there a lot.
Yeah, and also too Jordan Palmer, quite the quarterback guru. Oh,
God, wait till you see this replay. It looked like a guy broke his fucking neck. Oh, that was disgusting. I don't want to see that. He like rolled over onto his neck. That's not
that
good.
Looks painful.
Ugh,
that's disgusting. The TikTok star. He's dead.
Oh no.
Yeah, he dead.
We'll see how long. Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ!
You're getting three different reactions in real time. Oh,
he's moving though. Like he's sitting up, so that's a good sign.
He's stable, but he's definitely done for the game.
Do you think Russell Wilson leaves the Seahawks? If so, what team?
Giants. Giants.
Not a free? He's not a free agent though.
He's in a good trade. Giants.
I have one. It's a team on the screen right now.
Wearing the white. Verizon team?
Yeah.
With Kate McKinnon? You think he'd go to the Saints?
Yeah, I've been saying it for a while. Like,
well, they're going to – no, go ahead.
Think about it. He wants to go to, like, a big city. New Orleans is a fair – I know it's a smaller market, but it's still a very popular city, like, for him and Sierra. You already have the coach. You're going to get Michael Thomas back next year. We'll actually see what happens there. You're going to get Alvin Kamara healthy. You'll have some other weapons. You'll be a fully healthy team that can add in the offseason because we all know Mickey Loomis is a cap wizard. And I just always seen it as a possibility. Like, I don't see – like, I just can't see Pittsburgh doing it. I feel like Pittsburgh's that team where – and I'm not – I didn't want to include them in my who I thought would be great because at the beginning of the year, I said Pittsburgh – and Seattle would miss the playoffs.
I had Pittsburgh ahead of, I think we all picked Pittsburgh to finish like second or something behind Cleveland. So that whole division is just an absolute mess.
I thought the Browns were going to be so good. And that's just so.
But also, I don't know if the Giants have two first round picks. So they have more to offer.
Have you seen the top 10 for the draft orders? Like if it were to end today?
Jets, Giants, Eagles.
Yeah, literally. And then like there's also like – and then like it's because it's Lions, Texans, Jags, and then like you said, Eagles – it's like Jets, Giants, Giants. I think it's like Carolina and then Eagles. It's like that's literally the top 10. It's hilarious.
Hopefully – like I want to keep winning, but there'll be – if our picks drop out of the top, 10, that would not be good. We need both of those picks to be good.
Ooh, that's a good question for you guys. We'll talk about the game in a minute, but if the Bears lose on, I feel like they're going to lose on Sunday, but how much do you think it would take for them to lose by for Nagy to get fired?
He should get fired even after winning.
He should have been fired already.
Yeah, weeks ago.
Haven't the Bears never fired a head coach during the season?
Nope, they've never done it.
Well, if there's ever a time to break that streak, his name's Matt Nagy, and it should have happened about 8 weeks ago.
But it's going to be
like
but
2 years ago.
But here's the thing, too. Next Sunday, we get the Bears and the Packers on Sunday Night Football. Like, who's going to want to watch that?
I can't believe that didn't get flexed.
The Bills play the Bucks for fuck's sakes at 4:25.
I bet you that game is for somehow close, and Aaron Rodgers has like 10 for 52 or like for 100 yards, and it's some ridiculous. The Bears end up winning just to piss me off.
That's what I was about to say for you. Like, as long as the Bears keep losing, you're going to be fine with one of those picks. But then the Giants are in a really weird position. I feel like, too, I just have to continually bet against the New York Giants, and they'll win football games. Because the two times I bet against them this year so far, they won. Remember the Saints little thing?
Yeah, yeah. Did they cover?
No, they covered. That cost me on the cover. My survival strike and money line. And this past Sunday, I had the Eagles to cover the spread.
The Giants screwed me on Survivor 1 year when they were like really bad and they ended up beating the Chiefs.
Cowboys.
It's like I was like week 10 in Survivor, so it wasn't early either.
2 years in a row, I got fucked by the Dallas Cowboys. Last year, I picked against them. This year, I picked for them and they eliminated me.
Ugh. So, what was the other game you bet on this year? The Saints, Giants, and who else did we play? Was it the Eagles?
This past Sunday.
We didn't win too many games.
You know you also know this Sunday's Giants win was the first time they won when someone's jersey was retired since they retired Lawrence Taylor's like back in the 90s. Yeah,
they're really bad at it.
They lost for Phil Sims. They lost for Eli back in September.
Yep.
With a young Chris Sims there with a flock of seagulls haircut.
Strahan deserved that. It took way too long to retire his jersey. So I'm glad he got the win. And we're still in last place, so it doesn't matter.
But I love everybody going like, oh, this is a must win for the Dallas Cowboys. Like, no offense, more than seeing Cowboy fans mad if they were to lose, I'd love to see it just to see like the media freak out. Because you know if the Cowboys start sliding, it'll freak them out. Because I'll say this and I'll admit this, the Cowboys being good is better for the NFL. Because it's just like one of those marquee things, you know? Like the NFL, I think it's like you want to see teams like that succeed. That's why, not like we want to, but I think the league wants to because they know.
Oh, definitely. They also probably want the Giants to succeed, too. That's a huge market that's just been absolutely non-existent.
Exactly. Did you see the viewership numbers from the Thanksgiving game?
No, probably huge, though.
I think it was the highest rated
game of the year.
I think it was also the highest rated regular season game in like 30 years or something like that.
I wonder there were so many penalties. They were super nervous. Big audience.
They wanted to milk it, keep it going longer.
CBS is just in the ref's ear the entire time. All right, yeah, you know what? Just gotta milk it. Just keep going.
What's the Packers spread? Randy asked, is the Packers good with the spread?
They're on a bye week this week.
So
I'm literally just watching the Taysom Hill run.
So not this week. The week after is Packers.
Yeah, Packers play the Bears next Sunday night. So
I'd say the spread's probably going to be at least like 12 or something.
I'm gonna say 13.
So I would still take the Packers with that.
The line is Packers. Are 11 point favorites.
Yeah, we're both close. Yeah, I would take the Packers with that.
I feel like a lot of that depends on Aaron Rodgers' health.
Yes, immunized toe. Okay.
Jeez. I heard ayahuasca can cure that.
Oh, God. I will root against them now unless they're playing Dallas.
I can't believe you'd still root for them playing Dallas.
They don't deserve it. Jerry Jones doesn't deserve happiness.
I'm sorry, I still love the picture from, I think it was the playoffs, where there's a bunch of Cowboy fans celebrating with like a minute to go, and there's just a guy in a Green Bay jersey and like a sea of fans. He's just like, they're all celebrating. This ain't over yet. It's like a minute left of the game.
He had the balls to take that. I would be too nervous to do that, but like, yeah, kind of saw that coming. Everyone's celebrating. Like, I would, if I was a Cowboys fan, I'd be nervous as shit. I wouldn't be celebrating.
Remember week one earlier this year when the Cowboys kicked that field goal to go ahead and Brady's there with his head down and everyone's like, yeah, Bucks are winning this game.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Oh, Griff. Randy said, good luck with your picks. It's your week. You got this week.
Yeah, this is
the week. He needs it.
If not now, when?
Yeah.
I know. I told Matt this earlier. Believe it or not, I host a football podcast. Ooh,
wait. Touchdown Saints.
I've been better with hockey spreads than football spreads.
You are Canadian, though, so.
I just won last Friday.
What was it?
$5 bet. I won $135.
On who?
I'll pull up the ticket right now.
I haven't won a bet in goddamn forever. I haven't even looked recently. Like I don't want to.
I love how this guy's name is Lil Jordan Humphrey. Like, his name's actually Lil Jordan.
Lil Jordan?
Yeah, it's his actual name.
Wow.
So the bet, Matt, was I had the Blackhawks to beat the Blues.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Because Marc-Andre Fleury's been on a hot streak lately. I had the Winnipeg Jets, the Minnesota Wild, over 6 goals. Minnesota won 7-1.
Wow.
I had Carolina over Philly, who's bad right now. I had under 6 goals, Buffalo, Montreal. Jesus. And I had under 5.5 goals, Pittsburgh and New York.
That's a big-ass parlay.
Five.
Damn.
I had a big one in I had a big one that was like hockey, basketball, and the World Series back in October. It was like the first time the World Series under hit. If the over had hit, I would have turned like a $15 bet into like $500.
Ugh.
You want to hear the worst one was? So last this isn't me, but you know Danny, right?
Danny Goes Ham?
Yep.
Yeah.
He shared it on Twitter, but he also told me about it. Last week, he had a bet where it was Stephon Diggs over 74.5 receiving yards. Diggs had 74 yards.
That would piss me off. Like, I lost a fantasy matchup by, like, 28-tenths of a point or something, and I was just like, it just blow me out by 40. Like, I don't want to deal with that.
Do you guys remember a few years ago when Breeze took a knee on a Monday Night Football game, and, like, literally that knee cost people making the finals? Because they lost by, like it was, like, losing, like, 142-10 to, like, 142.
It's just not fair.
Because of him taking knees with, like, no time left to burn the clock.
Oh, it's brutal.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
If this is not my week, though, like, I literally give up. I literally got gifted a book from Jessica about basically it's a beginner's guide to sports gambling. I'm not even kidding. Oh, we got a cat appearance.
First, yep.
One of many animal appearances that have been on the show.
That's too funny. A beginner's guide to gambling for dummies?
Pretty much.
That's funny. What do you gamble on in Canada? DraftKings, FanDuel?
Bet99.
Is that a Canada thing?
Yeah. Excuse me. Next week I'm going to, it's kind of weird. I'm going to Buffalo, New York, and I'm going to use FanDuel.
My wife was just in Buffalo for work.
Oh.
Good wings, huh?
Yeah, going wings.
Hova.
Maybe. I haven't talked to him. I haven't talked to him in a while. But I'm going to there's two Sabres games I get to go to because they're both there. One's against the Rangers.
So I'll go Sabres.
And then the second one's against Washington.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then I may go down to the Buffalo Stadium. Who knows?
Bills Mafia?
Well, they're not there at all next week.
I feel like that's a group of fans that just hang out at the stadium.
Yeah, they set up tables just
even on the bye weeks. Any good unusual deaths? Randy, that's the wrong podcast. I don't think Griff has any. Unless there's an unusual football death.
Well, there could have been Johnson on that reception.
There was, unfortunately, that player that used to be on the Rams practice squad that got shot and killed. I think it was on Monday.
Who? I know there was a kid, Otis.
That was him.
Oh, that was him?
Yeah, His dad apparently was the one who did it.
Yeah. And when I first read that, I thought it was the Giants running back. So I was like, no, what? But thankfully it was not. Well, I mean, not that it matters.
You know, he's not in the Hall of Fame.
Well, he wasn't that good.
There's still some arguments for it. Like, Phil Simms is in the Hall of Fame.
Phil Simms wasn't that good either. I mean, he had, like, for that era, he was good, but not, I don't think he should get in. I don't even know what O.J. Anderson's stats really were. I know he was amazing in that Super Bowl.
I think that's why a lot of people are saying it. Like, you got to remember, too, like, Joe Namath should not be in the Hall of Fame. Joe Namath's literally in the Hall of Fame for that one Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's like Bill Mazeroski being in the Baseball Hall of Fame because he hit one home run.
I'm just Joe so glad we
not good.
You know, he finished with 30 more interceptions on his career than touchdowns.
Yeah, he's awful.
He was terrible.
Same thing with Terry Bradshaw.
Yep.
At least Terry Bradshaw won four Super. Wait, he has more interceptions than touchdowns?
No, Joe Namath did. Basically, apparently, his like first 4 years in the league. If he was in today's NFL, he would have been gone from the league.
Interesting.
I'm gonna look up his stat line, but yeah, like, but you also got to figure Terry Bradshaw, like who he had around him playing, like the Steel Curtain defense, Franco Harris, Lynn Swan.
I mean, the NFL championships get you in the Hall of Fame. That's why Troy Aikman's in. He's not good either. He's not good. He's just look at his numbers. Tony Romo was better than him after like 5 or 6 years.
His
different league, but
His first two seasons, he went – so he started 8 games in his first year. He went 3-for-5. He started 13 in 1971, went 5-for-8. In those seasons, his first year, he threw 6 touchdowns and was picked off 24 times.
Yeah, that's really bad.
In his second season, that went to 13 and 22.
That's learning on the job right there.
12 and 12 the next year.
Oh, my God, I hate this.
His fourth year was 10 and 15. In his Super Bowl, his first season, he won the Super Bowl. 7 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, and a QBR of 55.2.
Who is his running back? God?
Like Franco Harris.
Did they just hand it off to him 58 times a game? Like, Jesus.
Yeah. He didn't have That's a good insane. But that year, the year where he – and then his best year was 1975, his first really good season. He went 18-9 on picks with an 88 QBR. He went 12-2.
That's – it just didn't throw at all.
Yeah, like, dude, he hasn't had a complete – like, his career – his career pass – his career percentage for completions was 51.9.
Yeah, he would have been – a third stringer. They'd be starting Nathan Peterman over him.
That's true.
Yeah. No disrespect to the guy. He's won 4 Super Bowls. He's in Canton for a reason, but like...
Hell of an announcer, too. Love that guy.
I heard his reality show is terrible.
Haven't seen it. That was a very odd... I think it was that a flea flicker?
Well, this is a pretty good question right here. Who are some football players that are underrated?
Who are some football players that are underrated?
I have one. I actually have a Giants one. I don't know how if he is outside of Giant Land, but I'd kind of go with Blake Martinez. I know he's hurt right now. When he's on the field, he's
we miss Blake Martinez. Yeah, he has like a million tackles. I was thinking of like retired players. I don't know why Tiki Barber came to mind. He was super underrated. He's one of the top running backs in the league when he retired. I miss Blake Martinez though. Now I'm sad.
Yeah. Who else?
Who's a current, more current players that are underrated?
I still go on Michael Pittman Jr., but I feel like that's starting to become less of a thing.
He's put up some good, like I know him from fantasy. He had some really good weeks, and then I started playing him, and he, you know, started to shit the bed.
YWC Football Talk's favorite wide receiver.
Michael Pittman, right.
Yep. Other ones, other players. This is actually a really solid question. I'd say Devontae Parker in Miami.
If he could stay healthy.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Can we call Debo Samuel underrated?
I was just gonna say that because in fantasy, Ayuk was going rounds ahead of Debo, and Debo was projected for like in our league, the one we're all in, was for like 200 points, and he was going in like the 6th or 7th round. I was like, isn't he their number one? And now he can also play running back. Him and Cordarrelle Patterson are like. I saw a good TikTok. It was from
with another answer.
Oh, fuck. Oh. Hunter Renfro. Yeah, he's having a really good year, too. His fantasy points are great, too. That's how I base everything off of fantasy. If you don't do anything in fantasy, I don't care.
I mean, it's a good thing, too. Would you say Derek Carr's an underrated quarterback or no?
I don't think he gets the respect he deserves, but I wouldn't consider him like one of the top 7 or 8 quarterbacks in the league.
He's in like that top 15 for me. Like he's like, you know, middle of the pack kind of guy.
And the field goal is good.
He does the things that he
wrong needs Renfro to do great well. Wrong. Sorry, Ramey. Wrong Renfro. Randy.
Yeah,
the Renfro ending in an E got traded. The Renfro ending in a W is on the Raiders.
Legitimately, two Hunter Renfros, different spellings, different sports.
But what was I going to say? Who's another one? No, but Debo Samuel is. Who's another one that's good for underrated?
That seems like such an easy question, yet it's like
DeAndre Swift.
Oh, I love that guy until he got hurt.
Can't stay healthy either. Who else is underrated?
Him.
I feel like Tom Brady's kind of underrated.
Yeah.
He hasn't really done that much, but he gets, you know, doesn't get too much press.
There's that Travis Kelce guy out in Kansas City, too. No one really talks about him ever.
The dating guy?
Yeah, no.
His own reality show?
The guy that looks like Jonas Valanciunas.
Catching Kelce, what it was. I didn't realize he was a tight end until I saw the show.
Wait, that's the same guy?
Yeah. He has his own reality. He plays football. Who knew?
Who knew that?
I only knew Jason Kelce. I thought it was all about like the linemen.
You know, Eric Decker had his own reality show too.
I feel like I did know that.
Who's on another good one for underrated, though? Oh, I have one. Wyatt Teller, guard for the Cleveland Browns.
Throwing out guards' names. Damn.
Well, if you look, I want you to go look up the stats later. The Browns' record without him is horrible. Like last year.
Then let me throw it. Andrew Thomas is underrated.
I would say that.
He's starting to get good. I love that guy now. He's like legitimately good. Like we may have not screwed that pick up. Knock on wood.
The one I still wonder about though is Nick Gates. If Nick Gates was healthy this year, like if he didn't have that horrible, horrific leg injury, which I feel like I actually gave Fox props on that one because there's sometimes where Fox will show the fuck out of an injury. That was one they didn't.
Yeah, I miss him. He was awesome. Yeah,
exactly.
Super helpful.
I would say up until last year, Leonard Williams too for the Giants, but
he's having a good year this year.
I would just say that though because he got paid. That's the only reason why.
Yeah. He sort of came out of nowhere with, like, what is Troy Aikman doing right now?
Oh, there's one thing I got to tell you guys. So you know how Zeke's making, like, I think $12 million a year?
That's all he's making? I don't even remember what his contract was, but...
I just want you guys to guess, how much is Tony Pollard making this season?
What are the minimums in football? I don't even know. Is he making, like, $1 million? $500,000?
Like, 600-something thousand?
960.
Quite frankly, he's probably better. Zeke can't be healthy. Like I hate that guy.
He's been playing hurt with an injured knee for like the last 5 weeks.
Why don't you just let him rest? Zeke does
better than Pollard is block. He's good in pass blocking. That's it. Pollard is better than him in every other aspect.
Was the thing you guys were watching, by the way, the John Madden documentary where they're pointing out Troy couldn't grow a beard?
Yeah, he was like, that's what it was because I don't have any sound. So I was like, is he just illustrating on his own face? Like, what the hell?
True. There's actually a funny, I'm just going to go off on a different topic because, you know, that's what I do best, Matt. But there's actually a fun John Madden story that I have through Peter King that I heard on a podcast one time. So, because I don't know if you guys know this or not, but John does not like flying. He has a fear of flying. So he would take a bus each week from his home in California to a game.
Interesting.
And two different guys come up to him at a bar and say, oh, for Monday, this is like back in the 80s, it was him and Peter King. And basically, two guys ask him, who's going to win, Detroit or Green Bay? He tells the guys two different answers, and then Peter looked at him after saying, why'd you guys give them different answers? He's basically like, I don't know who's going to win the game.
That's smart. Oh, nice run.
Smart football minds. Okay, the yards aren't – I know I'm behind, but the yards aren't horrible. Like, even the rushing still, like, it's all very compatible.
Taysom Hill with a very, like, Daniel Jones first half. 8-for-13 for 95 yards. I feel like that's a lot of – what Daniel Jones does.
Well, one, you know, like 30 of those yards are on one play.
Yeah.
If you want obscure stat lines, go to Josh Rosen from 2018.
Josh Rosen?
Yeah.
That's got to be ugly. Who are some football players that are overrated? Also Tom Brady. Jared Goff is not overrated anymore.
Is he even rated at this point?
No, he's probably... I mean, I guess since he's so bad, if anybody says he's not the worst quarterback, like in the top bottom five, then maybe they're overrating him.
I'd also say Jalen Hurts horribly overrated.
Is Matt Stafford?
I don't understand. I don't know what's going on with him. Like he looked amazing. Now he looks like shit. Is he hurt again? I have no idea. Based on the way he's playing right now, probably. But the way he was playing 6 weeks ago, no, he was underrated. It's a good one. Ooh, Taysom's going to throw it.
I'd say Ryan Tannehill.
Oh, God. He's been awful.
Yeah. I expected, like, he was a lot of people's fantasy quarterback because, like, he had a good year last year. And as they traded for Julio, they have this big offense, and he's not been good.
Isn't he leading the league in interceptions?
I don't know. Stat boy, look it up.
That may have been Mahomes still.
Let me check that. Hold on.
Oh, we have Seth Traynor.
Nice. Can the Bengals make a Super Bowl run? I hope so. They're fun to watch.
I feel like the AFC is wide open.
Wait. Bengals make a Super Bowl run. Look at his profile picture.
Is that
the Steelers jersey?
Is that him? You know what that looks like if you sort of aren't paying attention? It looks like Mario. I was like, why is Mario's picture on Seth Traynor's thing? Can the Bengals make a Super Bowl run?
The Bengals are another team that if – because, you know, Randy asked teams that we thought – because the Bengals fall in my category of a team that I thought was going to be bad that turned out being good.
Yeah, definitely. But they were like the best team in the AFC for like literally like 4 or 5 days. And then they got shelled in one game. So I don't know who the best team in football is. I have absolutely no clue. Okay, I don't know.
I'm going to say no at the moment for the Bengals. I feel like the Bengals, because they're so up and down. Like, you know how they like they kill the Ravens and then they lose to the Jets.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, exactly.
Like, they're still going through the growing pains where I feel like if they lose on – like, if they – say if they miss the playoffs somehow, I wouldn't look at it as a failed season for them. I think it's – the season's been successful if you're a Bengals
fan. Yeah, they've overachieved. Sure.
Jamar Chase is a stud.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, though. Could this be one of those teams that, you know, kind of overachieves this year, so next year everyone has them ranked super high, that if they, like, kind of like, and if like they Cleveland? Don't perform expectations. Exactly. Like, that's what I'm saying. Them missing the playoffs wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
Well, I'd probably pick the Ravens next year just because they lost, like, 58 running backs and are still really good. So I'd probably pick the Ravens to win the division next year.
The Ravens are literally – win the ugliest games.
That's what they do. That whole division is just a lot of ugly. Hopefully Ben's gone. Like, they got to get a new quarterback, right?
Oh, no. Ben should have retired last year. Like, Drew Brees should have retired after the 2019 season.
Well, what's his face? Mike Tomlin said he doesn't want a rookie quarterback. He wants an established guy so he doesn't have to start over again.
That's why he's got Dwayne Haskins.
Yeah. Oh, man. Who could they get besides Russ? Like, is there anybody out there?
Jameis Winston.
Aaron Rodgers.
Off an ACL. Yeah, I wonder where Rodgers is going to – hopefully nobody fucking signs him.
I feel like Rodgers would only stay if they do win the Super Bowl.
Can he even stay after all this shit? Like, that's he negotiated thing, though, a contract to come back with the caveat that he could be gone after this year.
But think about it, though. All this stuff started – like, I'm going to go back to even last year. Remember how Brady was at the Super Bowl and he was mad? He's saying, oh, I'm going to be back here next year not wearing a suit, and he was? Everyone else has that same mentality and mindset. Rodgers not making it. Oh, I'm not happy here and I'm there. And then everyone took and ran with that. And then Russell Wilson this year at the Super Bowl won Walter Payton Man of the Year. Excuse me. And was just in the box with Goodell looking miserable as shit.
Well, he's got to – like, Seattle's really bad. And, like, he's not even looking good. It's not like he's lighting it up in their defense.
Pete Carroll's got to go.
Oh, Seattle just needs to tear it down and do a whole other thing. I know he's stupid, but I'm still going Aaron Rodgers for this one.
Yeah, it's got to be Rodgers.
There was a video. I don't know. Do you watch those three guys like on the – I forget what the name of their podcast is, but it's Theo Ash, the black kid, and then one of the other kids.
Yeah.
I think it was Theo who had like a thing where if the Giants could get Russell Wilson, they have a 2-year window with all of their younger players where they could make a competitive run of it. But I don't know if it's – I mean, we have to do something. Is it worth giving up both of those picks? I'm not
– I think it kind of is because, I mean, Russ is – he had the finger injury. He had surgery. I don't think he's healthy and he's playing through it.
Yeah, that could be
– he's only 33. He's probably got another 6 years.
But say if they got Russ and they gave up both of those picks, is that enough to at least be – like, do you take – oh, well, we're at least good. Maybe we'll make the playoffs but can't win a Super Bowl. Or do you take those two picks, pick two linemen, solidify the line – and then go one more year with Daniel Jones. And then
but then you're banking on Daniel Jones to be the guy. And has he shown you anything that shows that
if he has, be the guy? If he has a better offensive line, if we take two guards and solidify that line, give him one more year, and then try and take a quarterback. But then you lose all the younger guys you have. It's two more years.
I think if Russ is available, I think you risk it.
I don't know. Two first round picks for him. I get that he's Russell Wilson, but. Maybe if they could get away with just one, then I would do it in a heartbeat. Like
Seattle needs a Daniel Jones.
I don't think it's only going to be one. I think it'd have to be the two first this year and probably like a second the next year.
I mean, I'd give one first this year and maybe one next year, but I don't know. So we need more than just Russell Wilson.
And by the way, I looked it up. Ryan Tannehill is leading the league in interceptions with 13. Ooh. He's got 14 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. I bet you could not guess who is tied for second in interceptions.
Mahomes?
He is tied for third.
Second.
Tom Brady. Still have 12.
I want to say Sam Darnold.
That seems like too easy of a guess.
He has 11 with Mahomes.
Ooh.
Who's a lot of interceptions this year? Is it Tim Roethlisberger? Well, you said we could not guess, so it's going to be something obscure like Stafford.
So you said Roethlisberger. He's got only 6 interceptions somehow.
It's because he can't throw it more than 5 yards.
Bridgewater only has 5 somehow.
Wow.
Is it Sonny Jurgensen?
It is.
Sid Luckman? Let's go Sid Luckman. Who the hell is it? Stafford?
Stafford. Where is Mr. Stafford? He has 9. He has 27 touchdowns, 9 interceptions.
Well, it's not Daniel Jones, right?
No, Daniel Jones has 7, same amount as Dak.
So, and it's not Tom Brady. What does he have, like 5?
9.
Oh, wow, that's a lot. More than I thought.
Zach Wilson and Trevor Lawrence both have 10, in case you're going to go that route.
It's not Dak.
Nope, is he's it? Got 7.
So then who the hell, what other, we just named all 30 quarterbacks, all 32 quarterbacks. Who is it?
You're actually missing 2 good quarterbacks, or semi-good quarterbacks.
It's not Q Aaron.
Oh, Kirk Cousins?
Cousins no, Kirk Cousins has like 2 or 3, right? We talked about this.
He has recently. 3 now. He has 20. Yeah, it's a 23-3 ratio.
That's crazy. Joe Burrow?
Yes, Joe Burrow is one of them. He's got 12.
And there's another one?
There's another one.
We have to get this. We'll stay here all night.
Oh, Lamar?
Derek Carr. Derek Carr.
He's got like 6, 7.
Did you say he has 6? He has 9. What was the other guy somebody just said?
Lamar Jackson.
It is Lamar.
Really?
He's got 12. 15 touchdowns, 12 interceptions.
He threw 4 Thanks. On Sunday against Cleveland.
They should have lost that game.
Yeah.
That's been Baltimore's MO all year. They like just find ways to win games, and that's honestly scary for a team at this time of the year.
Yeah. Rushing leaders tonight. 33 for CeeDee Lamb and 12 for Taysom Hill. What a game.
Yeah. I told you, dude, the under was going to hit in this game.
I can't wait for the 45-point second half.
No. They're going to win.
Ben sucking something fierce.
No, you know what's going to happen? It's going to be 23-23 going into overtime.
I don't know.
I will hang myself with my microphone cord.
Taysom Hill's almost at 100 yards now. They're driving.
Ooh.
I don't know where. I don't know where they're driving, but they're driving.
Giants need Barkley to finally break through. No, they just need him to stay healthy.
I feel bad for that guy, but he's also like Booker comes in and does fine. So if it's you could part Barkley's fault.
If you could go back in time, would you draft Barkley?
You don't take him. You take Quentin Nelson.
I was just about to say you go Nelson.
Even if Barkley was like amazing for the last 4 years, we still wouldn't have won anything.
Like even
you take Quentin Nelson, and then you hope that the huge run. You hope that the Browns don't take Nick Chubb, because the Browns had a pick in the second round, and then the Giants had one, and then the Browns had another one. They took somebody else before we took Will Hernandez. But if we don't take Barkley, they know we probably need a running back, so they might take Chubb. So he's not guaranteed to be there. But in the perfect world, you get Quentin Nelson and then Nick Chubb, and you'd be like set.
But look at all the
we fucked that up.
Yeah, because that's a big thing with this year's draft. It doesn't have like the big sex appeal of like last year's with the quarterbacks and everything. And I know it's a really weird phrase, but this year is more of a draft for need than for want.
Yeah, there's no good quarterbacks. Like Ramey said, Spencer Rattler's the best in the country right now, and I don't agree with that.
He just entered the transfer portal. He's not coming out.
He said he's the best quarterback he's seen since Joe Namath.
Oh my God. Who's good this year? You have Kenny Pickett from Pitt. You have Matt Corral from Ole Miss.
I just know Spencer Rattler because he's bad. Like, that's it.
This year's quarterback class is not. It's not good at all. Also, two from Seth Chill. Let's see this right here. Chill on Ben. I understand. Look, like he's at the end of his career and everything. He's still a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but he's also not good right now. So, like, you don't deserve to be.
He's
like,
also a rapist, too. But
that's true. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to give you, like, yeah, you won 2 Super Bowls. It's okay. You're my boy. If you suck, dude. Like, they should have moved on.
Were you saying that during the last few years of Eli's career?
Yes, he was not good. And then we realized if he just had talent around him, he would have been fine. Like, if they did anything with Eli, they wasted the last, like, 4 or 5 years of his career.
Hey, Ben McAdoo was a great head coach.
He's coaching on the sidelines for the Cowboys today.
Well, Seth said Barkley's underwhelming. His first year was amazing in fantasy. And then his second year was good, too. It's the last 2 years that have been bad.
It was
and he also hasn't been healthy. So,
But here's the thing, though. A Big Rat always makes this point on my podcast, because he said, like, if you look at Tom Brady after he tore his ACL, 2008, 2009, they had a wonky season, but then 2010, he won MVP. I think if Barkley can end the year healthy and then come into next year, I think next year is the year you really look at him to like break out.
Well, it's his last year before a contract. I think it'll be his fifth year option, so he's got to show something.
If I'm the Giants, I'd consider locking him up now so you can get him on the cheap.
I feel like they're going to have to pony up the dough.
But you know what I mean? Like, they can get him cheaper than like before. Cause I think the highest paid right now is either McCaffrey or Kamara. I think one of them's like, I think it's like 15 or.
There's literally like, if you're looking at fantasy next year, who's the first? Like, McCaffrey's always hurt. Cook is always hurt. Jonathan's always hurt. That's the only guy who hasn't been hurt this year. It's been amazing. Like, I don't know who else to take.
There are three guys I'd probably go for in the top three. And
Chubb's been hurt.
Oh, that's the other thing, too, next year. That's the underlying storyline, especially in Green Bay. So, Rodgers is – we don't know what's going to happen there. Devontae Adams doesn't have a contract after next year. This year, excuse me.
Maybe we can sign him and trade Kenny Golladay.
Oh, speaking of somebody overrated, Kenny Golladay. Oh,
good Lord, yeah.
I don't know if he's overrated or if he's just, like
– overpaid.
Completely, yeah, he's overpaid.
Injury-prone and overpaid.
But I feel like I mean, I don't worry about the money. It wasn't like a 10-year deal. But Randy asked if you guys ever met any football players.
Did you have a football day in the life of me, Hakeem Hicks?
We met Hakeem Nicks. Back in the day, we met a bunch of – yes, and Alex and Mikey played NHL. I met, like, when the Giants were – I feel like maybe 2002. We met Kerry Collins, Ike Hilliard. We saw Strahan. He wouldn't take pictures. Or do anything.
Giants but Super Bowl legend Kerry Collins.
He did take the team to the Super Bowl that year.
Then you got your ass kicked by the Ravens. But to be fair, the Ravens team was historically amazing.
That's like one of the best defenses ever. They obviously, but the story is they whooped the Vikings and then they completely changed their game plan to plan against the defense when they should have just rolled with what they did well and see how they fared. Like, obviously it didn't work. It would have been nice to just go with your normal game plan and see how you fare. But yeah, I knew they were never gonna win that Super Bowl. It was nice to just be there.
And for my answer, I don't know if I've ever met an NFLer, but I've actually had a former he played for a bit for the San Diego Chargers and mainly made his mainstay in the CFL, but his name's David Sanchez, now works at TSN up here doing CFL coverage. He's been on the podcast before. So
that's pretty cool.
That might count.
Yeah, I don't know if I've met any other football players.
I just remember your day in the life with you may have other ones where you went, because I remember you went to some sports store. I think it was somewhere in Jersey.
I met Eliash in Jersey.
That may have been it.
Yeah, I'm bad at remembering stuff. And did Dallas just get was that a catch? An interception?
Yeah, I also forgot
to update. I think he was out of bounds.
I got to look this up I'm on my YouTube app. I got to look this up for the awesome Lorenzo Bros. Because you guys also barely post videos anymore.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of time.
Oh, Voodoo and Frostbite. Excuse me.
What are you talking about? I was like, oh, that's the drinks.
Yes.
I don't know. What other football players have I met?
I just got to see.
I can't tell if that's a catch or not.
Like, I don't know if he was in bounds. I think he maintained possession.
His elbow seems to hit out of bounds.
Did you meet anyone at the New England Hall of Fame?
No, that was all wrestling.
Okay. One of my favorite ones is your Survivor Series 2013 day in the life.
Is that Boston?
Yes. Oh, wow. Is that they ruling that a pick? I know I'm behind. They rule that an interception?
I don't know. I think they ruled it an interception.
They're still reviewing it, though.
Like, he gets his feet.
Like,
a catch? Does the elbow even matter? He caught it both feet?
Both feet were in.
Both feet were
in. Did he maintain possession?
Let's see this.
Yeah,
I think he does. That's a pick.
It's like the elbow doesn't matter. He's got both feet.
I think they ruled it an incompletion.
God damn it. It's Dallas ball.
I'm not shocked. Bitch. I'm not shocked at all.
I don't know if you're actually fucking with me right now because I'm behind, so I don't know if you're
doing that on purpose. Yeah, they just snapped it and handed it to the fucking Snapchat filter.
To Snapchat filter.
I can't find the exact one, what it's called, but it's the one with the giant, like, your face is out and your head is up. That's what Zeke looks like. Hate that guy. Yeah, I don't know other. I don't know if he's ever met a celebrity at all. He's a very boring guy. Doesn't do anything. Met the Bella twins, though. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I do remember that.
They touched us. This was like pre boob job Bellas, like when they got released or they quit, whatever they did.
This is like 2010, 2011.
Yeah. a long time ago.
Meanwhile, Matt and I waited for an hour and a half at Access, and we ran to their line.
I miss waiting in line at Access, even though it sucks. I miss doing those trips.
And then I remember too. I don't know if anyone else had this, but like I feel like I think it was Nikki rubbed my back gently.
Yeah, she like scratched my back, and then I left something on the table, and she's like, "Oh, you forgot this." I was like, "Oh,
was it your number?"
Yeah, no. I'll get stuff signed, and I'll just start walking away, and they'll be like, "You left your thing here." Like,
she actually signed her social on his poster.
Yeah, please give me your last four digits of your social. I want to jack your ID. Randy, keep those questions coming. They're the most creative stuff.
Yeah. Well, obviously we're in here now, so I figure we'll preview some of the Sunday slate. First game we don't have to talk much about, but my question for you guys: Arizona at Chicago. I want to ask you guys: will Arizona cover 7.5 and over under 44 points?
If they don't cover, that's true. Although, who did Colt McCoy absolutely destroy? Was it Seattle?
Like Seattle and San Francisco.
So they should.
Kyler should be playing though.
Yeah, they should have.
And I think DeAndre's back too.
Yes. Oh, Griff, you want to talk about that trade we made?
Yeah,
I feel bad. I feel really bad for you. I was trying to get like. I offered because Hopkins at that point had more points than Justin Jefferson. So I was like, I'll give you Hopkins in my defense and I'll take Jefferson and you give me the Buffalo defense. He's like, I don't want to give Buffalo. It's like, all right, I just want to make a trade. I'll take Jefferson for Hopkins straight up. And the guy hasn't played since we made the trade. And Jefferson went off for like 2 or 3 weeks. So I felt pretty bad. But I didn't know he was hurt. He was playing.
I managed to win a bunch of the last few weeks. It's just the 2 weeks ago I lost because TJ's got fucking Jonathan Taylor, and that was the Bills-Colts game.
I lost to TJ 1 week, too, when my team, like, went. I don't get his two black brownies or something. Does he even look at his team?
Well, he's got AJ Brown, and he's got Antonio Brown.
That makes sense. And then, like, Justin, who's made, like, four moves all year, was like,
yeah, some
weeks he'll have, like, a gigantic number, and I'll be like, what the hell? His team's better than mine, and then next week, McCaffrey gets hurt, so his team's shitty again.
Yeah, like right now. What's the
best football play this year? Why do I hear white noise?
If I'm going game right now, I don't know about play, but if I'm going game, I'm going to go Cleveland and Chargers back in October.
Wasn't there like a really spectacular catch this year by somebody? Randy, you're asking these deep questions that I can't remember for some reason. Like, that's a really good question. I mean, the Daniel Jones catch was pretty good. That was probably the Giants, the best play for them.
Robert Hunt a few weeks ago, Miami, Baltimore, Thursday Night Football.
I have no memory of that for some reason.
No, what was the catch? The lineman on Miami.
Oh, yeah. The play that didn't count. Also, Andrew Thomas has a touchdown. For the Giants, it would be that Daniel Jones catch. I don't remember who they were playing. And then the Andrew Thomas touchdown. So at least for the Giants, those are probably their best two plays this year.
For the Pats, one of them I would go with the Kendrick Bourne catch from this past Sunday.
And what's one for Dallas? Their pick six on Mac Jones or whatever? What did they do in that game?
No, that would be if there was a play, it's the one that irks me. That's the CeeDee Lamb touchdown to win the game.
Like, that's the one. That's one of the games the Patriots couldn't win. Like, they couldn't lose a different game instead. Like,
no, but no, the other one was the third down play that Dak made on and then CeeDee Lamb caught to get you guys in the field goal range. I think that was the overall catch.
I'll be honest, I don't know how it's 10-7 right now. The Saints are terrible.
Their defense isn't that. Their run defense is really good. That's the thing.
Just throw it 50 times. You got Dak and Cooper and Gallup and
well, Cooper's compromised.
Immunocompromised?
He is now.
Yeah, he actually is. He's unvaccinated moron. I just made that joke not remembering that he's a moron. So yeah, I'll take that one. That's a good one. Immunocompromised.
But with Sunday though, going back to the game.
Yeah.
Do we think if you had to go over under 44 points, what would you say?
I'm so bad at these. I feel like Chicago will probably score like 10 points and then I could see Arizona with Kyler wanting to get back into things, throwing up 30 or whatever.
I think fully healthy Kyler, fully healthy DeAndre Hopkins.
I don't know if he's ever fully healthy.
If they're fully healthy, they're going to come out and try to make a statement. I could see the Cardinals putting up 40.
They're definitely covering though, for sure.
They'll cover, but give me the under. Give me a score of like, I don't know, 24-10.
See, this is why they just keep passing. Dallas is at midfield now. Yeah, I think covering and the under is not bad. Or did you say over?
No, I said under.
I could see either one. It depends. Kyler's probably not fully healthy, and DeAndre's never fully healthy. But they also have like 18 other receivers who are just as good.
We also don't know what the weather is going to be like in Chicago come this Sunday.
That's true, too. If it's a shitty weather and they're just running the ball. Give me James Conner with 15 first-half carries, 15 second-half carries, 3 touchdowns. Let's go.
37 yards?
Yeah. Hey, as long as he's got 3 touchdowns, we're good. That guy's a touchdown machine. I thought his career was done. And every time I'd start Edmonds, it'd be Conner. And it's like, all right, now he's on IR, and I don't want him to come back because he's going to kill Conner's value.
We're going to go for our next game, and we're just going to before we get to Randy's next question. This is one actually like the underdog. So the Eagles go to the Jets. So the Eagles back-to-back weeks in life. But the Eagles are a 7-point favorite. Do we buy that?
I can't see them being as bad as they just were. But if they can't run the ball, Jalen Hurts is a liability. Like, it's really bad. Like, he looks so good some weeks, and then you look at that game last week, and you're like, what the hell was that? So if they can't really run the ball, then he's not – I don't know if he's the guy there. But I can't see them losing to the Jets.
I can't see them having back-to-back bad games as bad as they played last week. And it's the Jets.
Who's starting for the Jets? Wilson?
Yeah. Wilson started last week and starting this week.
Yeah, I'm going with the Eagles. I like Randy's question. It's a good one.
That is a good question. And what's it called? Wow. Holy shit. Sorry.
Stroke.
Long story short, I just need the fucking Sharks to beat the Islanders and I'll be a happy kid. Let's just put it that way.
So look out for the Islanders to break out today.
Yeah. If I could coach any football team of all time, who would it be? You know,
the undefeated Patriots, right?
No.
What was that? Flag on third down.
I would like to be in a locker room in like the 80s or the 90s.
The cocaine?
Yeah. Like, do you ever hear Daryl Strawberry say that half the shit the Mets did when they won the 86 World Series, they probably would get kicked out of the league for?
Oh, I believe it. I mean, Tim Raines, when he was on the Expos, used to slide in head first so he wouldn't break the little vials of coke in his pocket. See, if I could coach any team from all time, I would say probably like the 93 to 95 Cowboys, so loaded with talent, I wouldn't have to do shit. It'd be amazing.
You know what? I'm going with my fan answer here. Give me the 2000 and like the 2003, 2004 New England Patriots when they went back to back. And Matt, I got a better one for you. Would you rather coach the Matt Lorenzo left the room.
He was so heartbroken over the question you were about to ask him.
I know his computer's acting up. It's all good, but we're there. Sorry, I just felt like checking my gambling, and that's why I got kind of happy. So we'll see what happens.
Matt just texted me. He's like, am I gone, or did Griff freeze? I'm like, you gone.
He gone. So, yeah, with this Eagles-Jets game, though, give me Eagles to win but Jets to cover.
See, like, 7 points feels like a lot with how bad the Eagles played, but I just – they're the Jets. I don't see it. I feel like they could win by 25.
That's Griff the thing
and my computer had a stroke, so sorry about that.
Your computer had a stroke. But, Matt, we were just talking about the Jets-Eagles again. We're basically saying
it's a dumpster fire.
No, because I said Eagles win, but Jets cover.
I could see that. Or you could see the Eagles being really pissed and just winning like 44-7 as Ramey's gone now.
This game also is over-under is at 45. I'm taking the under.
There's no way.
I would definitely take the under.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I say the Eagles are going to win big, it's going to be like 17-2.
There's not a lot of good football games this week on Sunday.
Dallas is about to score. God fucking.
Like, let's see, Colts and Texans. Do Colts cover 10 points? I think so.
I don't know. I just don't know anymore.
I think they should.
Didn't they just, because last time they played, they absolutely destroyed the Texans, but then the Texans beat the Titans. So it's like, I don't know. They should cover, but they won't. I'm going to say they won't. All right. What's next?
Give me a second.
Next.
LA and Cincinnati. Shout out to Seth Traynor.
He's a Steelers fan.
I know, but he brought
up. Those Bengals making the Super Bowl run.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you see that catch? I mean, he's out of bounds, but it Lamb one-handed catch.
He
tried to Odell Beckham Jr. it.
Yeah, yeah. Bum.
Let's just hope Seth Traynor is not like Wee Hoopin, where the kid who's a Ravens fan that has a terrible talent.
Oh, God, Wee Hoopin.
Hate that guy.
He finally stopped showing up in my For You page.
You should get him on the podcast. Griff said, will you be on the podcast? And I said, no. I hate that kid. Everyone knows he's trolling, but he's just, ugh.
All right, another question. Let's get it. This guy said, were you on YWC Football Talk? And the answer to that is no.
Oh, God, Wee Hoopin.
But no, I just say that because he basically was wearing like a Ravens, like a Lamar Jackson jersey, but he has a terrible towel. And I'm like, that is a fucking jersey foul. Like, I know I cheer for two hockey teams, Matt, but
those are rivals. You don't do that.
You don't do that. It'd be like you walking into Yankee Stadium wearing a Red Sox jersey with like a Yankees hat.
So bad. I hate that kid.
Okay. So Colts, Texans, I think we all agree. Colts win and cover. But Chargers and Bengals. Where do we go for Chargers, Bengals?
Both of those teams have looked great and then shitty. And it's like, where is the game?
It's in Cincinnati. And before we get to that, Randy, I would rather be a punter. Less pressure.
Yeah.
I'd rather be a punter. Easily.
First and goal.
How often is like a, you know, punt going to come down to like ending the game? Very rarely.
Exactly. Yeah. Like the last time I can remember a game of significance coming down to a punt was the 2012 NFC Championship game.
No.
San Francisco, New York. Remember Kyle Williams?
Oh, muff punt. Well, that wasn't the punter's fault. Yeah.
You know what I mean, though? That was like.
What about the DeSean Jackson walk-off punt return
that's,
for a
That's touchdown? The punter's fault. He kicked it to him instead of just kicking it anywhere else in the field. Oh, they held him to a field goal at least. And, all right, great 13-7 score at halftime.
Too bad it's not 16-9.
Oh, God, it's the best score ever. We need a safety and then another field goal.
I know he's released, but I still follow Dean Mutati on Twitter, and he'll always tweet out 6:09 p.m. Let's have a great day.
Dean Mutati. I wonder what he's doing right now.
I don't know. I just remember when I didn't realize that was his name until we were in line to meet him at Axis with him and Curtis Axel. Remember that in Orlando?
The Jobbers, yeah. That was actually
they're nice, though.
They're nice guys. Yeah, Jinder was nice. I love Jinder. I would meet Jinder again.
Breezango and Gimmick.
Oh, that was the best. We almost missed Samoa Joe because of that. Worth it, though.
Yeah.
All right, what's next?
But back to Chargers-Bengals. The game is in Cincinnati, though. I think it depends on if Justin Herbert eats Skyline Chili.
And what's I always wanted to try that. What's the line?
Cincinnati is favored by 3. Over-under is at 50.5.
Oh, give me the over. I want to see a shootout.
I feel like that's a shootout. I think the Bengals win.
Yeah. That pick was so bad, the sirens are out.
Okay, so who invited Scott Steiner to the pod?
That's Griff's classic gimmick. Holler if you hear me whenever you hear a siren.
Ron Breaker's running the podcast?
That's how good my microphone is. It picked that up from outside.
Are you in a gang shooting or something? Like, what's going on?
I think your pick was just so bad, they fucking brought out the fire engine.
The mean streets of Trumbull?
Yeah.
Do you know who leads the NFL outside. And QBR?
Yeah, it's Pete Gass.
NFL and QBR?
Yeah.
I want to go.
Oh, my God. I'm muting my microphone.
I want to go either Mac Jones or Kyler Murray. But wait, no, shit, that's completion. That's completion. I know Kyler's completion and Mac's second. QBR, I'm going to go Josh Allen.
Matt, what do you say?
It's definitely not Josh Allen. That guy's a dick fuck. It better not be Josh Allen because that's a useless fantasy stat. Fuck. In QBR, who's been amazing? I don't even have a guess, to be honest. Is it somebody obscure?
No, Josh Allen is sixth, though.
Oh. Honestly, I don't even have a guess.
Dak? So I'll give you the top 10 in QBR, reverse order.
Well, isn't Tua like third?
Tua is eighth.
All right, yeah, then I have no idea.
Derek Carr, 10. Patrick Mahomes, 9. Tua, 8.
That's
Jimmy G, 7.
How?
Josh Allen, 6. Kyler Murray, 5. Tom Brady, 4. QAnon Rodgers, 3. Matthew Stafford, 2. And leading the NFL in QBR, Justin Herbert.
I almost said Stafford, but I just thought he's been so bad. I guess it, you don't. Wow.
Not bad.
I swear to God, I don't know what is going outside in the streets of Trumbull, but it's pissing me off enough to where I might have to go close the window.
I think somebody's been murdered, Matt.
It better be at this rate.
Some compassion would be nice.
If you're going to piss me off and ruin this podcast, somebody better be dead.
By the way, I'm going to go 27-24 Chargers. I think they rebound after their bad game last week against the Broncos.
Wouldn't surprise me, to be honest.
Well, my fantasy team would appreciate that if Justin Herbert, you know, didn't shit the bed for me.
He's very hit or miss, too.
That he is. Next one's a simple one. Bucks and Falcons. Do Bucks cover 11 points? I'm saying yes.
I think so, yes.
Yeah, they should. Even though the Falcons have played them tough occasionally, but they should more. Although they don't have Antonio Brown at COVID idiot.
Well, they haven't had him for like 5 weeks anyway.
Yeah, and they've looked pretty bad sometimes. Like the Washington game, nobody expected, but Atlanta's pretty bad. So,
but Brady always has that every year. He'll have like a couple of games where it's like, you know, he has a couple letdown spots. I just don't see it here. Like,
no, yeah, I thought
with Atlanta, I'm like, you know what? When they were playing the Patriots, I'm like, they got their asses kicked by Dallas. I'm like, all right, let's see what happens. No, Atlanta's horrible. Their only pressure they got on Mac Jones against the Patriots was against the Blitz.
Yeah, they're, let's say, not good.
They're terrible at home, too. They're 1-4 at home, the Falcons. 4-2 on the road. Makes no sense.
Nothing makes sense this year at all.
Literally nothing. This has been such a weird year for upsets. Like, remember that week where it was like the Broncos beat the Cowboys, the Jags beat the Bills?
The Broncos didn't beat the Cowboys. They obliterated the Cowboys that week.
What were the other ones that week?
We do weekly picks. Like, we'll pick three games and we'll choose. Alex has gone like 0 for his last 9. And like, I've maybe hit like 2 or 3 in the last 3 or 4 weeks. You've hit a couple. Like, it's just impossible to pick these games.
You know, I almost, by the way, last Thursday, I almost hit my parlay for NFL, but fucking, it was the last game that ruined me.
That's the worst. I'd rather it just, what would you rather it be? You get the hope, you get to the last game, or you just lose it right away?
I'd rather lose it right away.
Yeah. I mean, the flip side is that once you lose it right away, you're immediately done. At least you can keep going, but I agree. I would rather just have no chance than be so close to and then losing it.
It just sucks because though, it's like if the other two hit, you're like, oh, fuck, what if the other one hit?
Yeah.
With this game, though, like I said, Bucks win. Football players we would like to see as wrestlers. Myles Garrett.
Yeah, but is he going to use it, like, bring a helmet to the ring? And that's, like, his secret weapon? That's, like, his sledgehammer?
I'm just going to say that. Have you ever seen did you ever see those off-season videos of him playing, like, pickup basketball at a gym?
No, he did that? Imagine if he tore his ACL or something.
I mean, the only time I ever saw a player not do that was Drew Bledsoe like to do this thing called heliski, like where you basically jump out of a helicopter and start skiing.
Drew Bledsoe did that?
Yeah, and Robert Kraft basically said they signed that huge contract the year before Brady took off, and they basically said, yeah, you're not allowed to do that if you're going to sign this contract. Smart.
I was watching old home movies the other day, and apparently I had a Drew Bledsoe poster in my room in probably the late 90s.
So it wasn't a Drew Bledsoe Cowboys poster.
No, it was a Drew Bledsoe's Patriots poster. And like I remember watching it, I was like, I do remember that poster, but I don't know why the hell I had it.
But see, if I had to choose a football player to see wrestle, I'd like to see a tag team of JJ and TJ Watt.
What about Derek?
I guess you could make it a trios, get Derek Watt.
Yeah, you can have them face the New Day in a Subway match. You come here every day. That's an underrated commercial with the Watt brothers. Who else would be a good
Watch the Gronkowskis.
I'd like to see Eli as a manager. Him cut a promo.
What's another one I'd like? I just said Myles Garrett because he's big, like Aaron. Yeah,
he's a beast.
I'd like to see Von Miller come to the ring and just have like a chicken in his hand.
Yeah.
Well, for those of you who don't know, Von Miller is a chicken farmer.
Which is nuts.
Yes.
Like Reds, how about Redskins at Raiders? They're showing that on the screen right now. 5-6 against 6-5.
That is a very
Washington football team.
Yeah.
Washington Redskins, go fuck yourself.
I still go to say Redskins a lot. No offense. And then Jaguars at Rams. Jeez, these are some really shitty games.
How good is the Manning cast? I've never seen a Manning cast game.
It's so funny. Eli and Peyton, they just make fun of each other. Eli's hilarious. Like, they caught Peyton Manning eating chicken at halftime, and they showed it, and Eli's just breaking it down and making fun of Peyton. It makes those games so much better. Like, the first week, apparently, they had, like, them big and the game small, but now they have the full game, and they're just in a corner, and it's perfect. They should do it for every game.
Yeah, the fact that they haven't sign them for, you know, every game is a little insane. Next season they have to,
and right? Like the guests are like the worst part. Like, I don't want to hear these freaking people talk. I want to see the Mannings talk. But every guest that's been on there lost the next week. It's insane. Definitely a Manning cast curse.
Yeah, every week like for the last few weeks I've just been waiting for like the Monday, just hoping Mac Jones is not on the Manning cast.
Oh, they should get him on there. Eli should call him up.
Well, I mean, it did get broken, though. I don't know if you saw, Draymond Green was on, and then the Warriors beat the Nets the next day.
That's true. LeBron was on it, though, when they lost, too. So it did go to other sports, but all the NFL players, they've lost the next week.
Did they have Rob Manfred on? That's why there's a lockout in baseball?
Oh, fuck off.
God, that guy sucks.
Like, even, like, I know, like, Matt, I know, like, I'm not as big a baseball fan as, say, you or Alex, but, like, still, like.
Baseball's sort of going down for me because it's like, I don't know, the Yankees more specifically are just more of a business than they used to be. But Rob Manfred is there's no good commissioners besides Adam Silver. The other three are just freaking terrible. Goodell's a fucking tyrant. We all know that Bettman's a moron.
Silver's the best one.
Yeah, he's great.
Next game, Giants at Dolphins. Matt, what do you think about your team going into this game?
Dolphins are like all of a sudden, of course, like better now, so I feel like what's the spread? What's the over under?
Okay, so this is the big one. Over under is only at 40.5, but the spread is Dolphins by 4.
I'd say under, and the Dolphins probably cover, especially if Jones doesn't play. The Dolphins have been scoring a little bit, but the Giants they don't ever score, so always go with the under. They rarely score unless they're playing the Saints.
I'll look up the Giants' points totals this year just because it's peaking my mind. 13, it'll be a 29, lot of
under 20s.
14, 27, 20, 11, 3. Oh, actually 25, excuse me. 17, 23, 10, 13. The only times you guys scored over 20 was against
20-point games, and I thought.
Well, you had the two wins against the Panthers and the Raiders. You had the game against the Cowboys, even though you lost. And then you had the win against the Saints. And then the epic Thursday night game.
Randy, great question.
Joel Theismann.
That's bad. Alex Smith is bad, even though that's basically the same exact injury.
At the same exact stadium. What else is bad?
I remember when Victor Cruz tore his patella.
Ryan Shazier.
Anything with that, like that, yeah. Those are bad. What other bad ones are there? It's a lot of bad NBA ones. Sean Livingston.
Kevin Ware.
Kevin Ware.
Paul George. Ugh. Yeah. Disgusting.
Hey, Matt, can I tell you something?
No.
Sharks won.
Already? It's over?
They won an overtime.
They were playing in New York. So the Islanders lost at home again.
Nice. Good. The Islanders are not as good as they should have been. I haven't checked their score, but they were losing again. So that's very nice. YWC Hockey Talk.
I'm going to save it off. I don't want to spoil anything. But for this game, give me a Dolphins win, under hit, Giants cover. Give me 20-17.
I could see that. We are in a lot of close games.
Next up, Vikings at Lions. I think same thing. Vikings win, Lions cover, because I know the Lions are bad, but they've only really not covered, I think, a handful of times this year.
What's the spread?
7 points for the Vikings.
The Vikings are always in close games, too. I can see it. I also kind of see – what did the Vikings do last week? Did they lose? They lost to the Niners, right?
Lost to the Niners. The Vikings, all their losses are by, less than, a combined, 32 points.
I'm going
to
say the Vikings cover. They win by, 10.
I like it. Ramey?
So the Vikings' losses have been by a combined 26 points. You were pretty close. I was just counting that up. They've never lost by more than 8. Last week was their biggest loss of the season, 34-26.
So weird.
They've lost by 3, by 1, by 7, by 4, by 3. I say the Vikings win. I think this is the week that they actually win handily. They win by 14.
You heard it here first, folks.
But it's also going to be the under.
The Vikings win handily. They should. Detroit sucks.
And I mean, they win and Mike Zimmer gets a handy.
Before we go to the handy. Before we go to the 4 o'clock slate.
What football game you wished you could have been there live to see? Let's go. All right, do that. Say that with non-Super Bowls or non-playoff games, because those are the obvious ones. What's a regular season game that you remember?
I got one. Stumped
myself with my own question. All right, what's yours?
2013 Sunday Night Football, Patriots, Broncos. Broncos were up 24-0, and the Patriots came back and won in overtime.
That's a good one.
I think it was on the same day, too, that you guys were in Survivor Series in Boston.
I would probably pick the 2011 finale where the Giants and Cowboys played for the East title and the Giants won. And then they went on to win the Super Bowl. That was a good one. Or maybe when the Giants, that same season, Giants beat the Patriots in New England. Would have loved to have been it.
Who was the fucking tight end? Keith something. Was it Keith Ballard?
Ballard, yeah. Why am I drawing a blank on his? It's not Keith.
Jake Ballard.
Yes. Yeah. That was a great win. That ended some sort of home winning streak, I think.
And if I had another
good game.
If I had a road regular season game, I would take the 2017. Do you guys remember the Patriots Steelers game when the Jesse James was down?
Yeah, I was at Survivor Series on that one. I was pissed. That was a catch. I'm sorry.
I was at a family Christmas.
That was ridiculous. Yep, I remember that one. I was eating a huge slice of pizza at the Boston Garden. It was it was that big.
I'm looking to go to Boston in 2022, to be honest.
I hate everything about that place.
The Boston Garden?
Everything about that whole state. We can cut that off, send that down to Texas, and then get rid of all of it. Just get rid of everything. The whole South plus Massachusetts would be perfect.
Ramey?
Ooh, did they throw a flag on that?
There haven't been many good regular season games for the Cowboys, because anytime there was one of those big games at the end of the season, they've lost.
It's not true. They went 13-3 a couple years ago. I'm sure they had some good ones.
I would
say the two against the Giants were great.
I want to be at. They lost the game, but the playoff game against the Giants.
Why would you have wanted to be there? They lost.
For the heartbreak of thinking that Romo was going to throw a touchdown at the end there.
Yeah, he threw it into zone coverage or whatever where you knew he had no shot whatsoever. RW McCord is for life, baby. Oh, good times.
I was at the NFC playoff game when the Giants beat the Vikings 41-0.
Why would they waste a ticket on you?
I went with my dad.
Yeah, why would he waste a ticket on you?
My brother was, I think, at school. He couldn't go, so he took me.
I would have rather gone alone than gone with a Cowboys fan.
Matt, do you wish you could have gone to Fatal 4-Way?
How do you know about that?
Well, I listened to the podcast.
Oh, that's true. I forgot we talked about that. Yeah, Sheamus won the damn title that night.
Your dad had to die.
Goddamn Grandpa Ramey. But I was at the Giants playoff game where they got shut out 23-0 against the Panthers. That was
good. I was at that game too.
That was fun. Why were you there?
Once again, my brother couldn't go, so my dad took me.
Does your dad know literally no other people on the planet?
Well, he was going to take his kids.
You're not even a Giants fan. What a waste. What an absolute waste. Yeah, that was not. I bought tickets outside that day. Yeah, I was super excited. They hadn't won anything my entire life. Well, that's not true. My entire like adult life where I've actually been watching. And they got absolutely shelled. Fucking Jake Delhomme.
I was at the Giants-Cowboys game. It was 2003. Billy Cundiff hit 7 field goals against the Giants.
Is that the Bill Parcells game? Where he like came back his first game like against the Giants?
Yeah.
Ugh. A lot of heartbreak. I was at a bar mitzvah one year where they, I forget what year it was or what exactly they did, but I was watching it at the hotel lobby fucking screaming and being pissed off. Yeah, Giants-Cowboys is not fun unless we're actually competent. If you could pick the player for your own personal ultimate football team, what? Like actual player, actual team, fantasy football? That would, I can't name it. What's the roster on the football? Griff, can you name me the 53 players you would want on your ultimate team right now? All 53 of them?
Oh, God.
Start with the long snapper.
Joe Cardona. Would you take Riley Dixon as your punter?
No, he's awful.
Matt would take Trey Junkin as his long snapper.
Oh, fuck that guy. We had a good one. I forget who his name was, but yeah, Riley Dixon's actually very bad. Like fucking terrible this year. I don't know why we still have him. Like that seems like a simple move. Just get a fucking different punter.
Do the Jags have a chance at upsetting the Rams this Sunday?
They beat the Bills.
No chance.
Matthew Stafford looks like garbage.
Do they have a chance to cover?
Oh, 100%. I do not think the Rams win by more than 13.
You don't think they have a chance of winning, but they're going to keep it to within 2 touchdowns?
I don't think the Rams are capable right now of blowing somebody out.
Yeah, but maybe the Jags are just what they need.
True.
So they'll probably win like 34-10. Although I'm sure Cooper Kupp's going to go off. That guy's been insane this year. He should get some MVP consideration.
21-17. Or no, not 21, 27-17.
So they don't cover. Just barely.
Yeah, so the Jags, the Jags just barely cover.
Who's the last team to make the playoffs this year?
The winner of the NFC East.
Oh.
No, they'd automatically, they'd already probably be in. Whoa. Taysom Hill just ran it up to fucking midfield.
That's what Taysom Hill
does best. Does he mean like the last team to clinch or like the last team, like who's like the 7th seed? So like I can see like somehow Washington or Philly somehow getting it.
I can't. I think it's going to be like – I can see a weird world where New Orleans finds a way to come back. Because like if you look at their schedule coming up, they have – holy shit, he is going.
The Giants have an easy schedule too. It's just they fell too far behind.
But you guys like –
if they had beaten Atlanta and then beaten Washington the first time, then they'd be right in it. But
have you seen football team's schedule though after this week?
No. Is it easy?
Cowboys, like Eagles, Cowboys, Eagles, Giants.
So that's 2 losses, and they'll probably split with the Eagles. We owe them one, so we deserve that win.
I'm looking at your schedule. You guys will beat the Bears.
I can't guarantee you guys do anything.
I think if you guys can beat, if whatever happens Sunday, but if you guys can take care of and beat in December, if you guys can go 2-2 in December, I still think you have a chance. If you do anything worse than that, I think you're done.
We'll stay in the hunt, but we're a little too far behind because like we're still in last. Like, what are we, 4-7 now? Washington's 5-6. Philly's a game ahead of us. Yeah, so it's pretty rough. And even if we made the playoffs, it's like, what are you going to do as the 7 seed playing the Rams or not the Rams? Who would be the 2 seed? Cardinals would be the 1 seed. Packers the 2 seed, or flip that. So you're playing one of those 2 teams. Unless the Giants were the 7th seed playing the Cardinals without Kyler and Hopkins, I don't see. It's not even worth it. All right, come on, Taysom.
football team at Vegas. Vegas is a 2.5-point favorite, 49.5. Watch for this game to be very good.
That's a tough game to pick.
You would think Vegas after they just beat Dallas, but...
But Washington's been looking really good lately.
I'm going to say Vegas in the under.
Oh, Daniel Carlson, another underrated player. Really good for fantasy.
Didn't he have a bunch of field goals his last game?
He had like 21 points on that Thursday game.
Yeah. Is Urban Meyer the coach of the Jags next year?
Yes. Probably.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be, but he will be.
Awful coach.
I hate the rumors of him going back to college already because like it's just.
So basically.
They're one of those teams that like next year, if they get off to a really bad start, then yes.
But they're paying him so much money.
That's a thing.
The cons don't fire anybody.
They don't know how to run anything. Speaking of run, Taysom Hill is just going to basically run every play.
They're better.
His shots aren't horrible.
Oh, his finger's jacked up. He has a splint on his hand.
Yeah, he did something to his finger in the first half.
Yeah, he hit that guy's arm.
Yeah, his arm literally smacked.
He probably broke his finger.
I mean, I would take a broken finger Taysom Hill over Zach Wilson next Sunday because that, just for FYI, the Jets play the Saints next Sunday.
He's running again. Yeah, they're just going to keep doing that.
And then let's see what else here we got.
Clutch with these questions.
With this game, I'm going to go Vegas. I'm just going to go Vegas. I'm going to go. It's going to be close. Give me Vegas 24-20. Because I think the football team can stop them, but at the same time, I feel like the football team, they can stop someone's defense, but they're not going to be able to produce offensively that well.
Hopefully Vegas wins. Rushing yards this half, 49 Saints, Cowboys -2.
-2.
Well, so Cowboys went 3 and out, so I mean, it's kind of...
Let's keep going with that. Oh, Taysom's throwing it, and did that bounce? That's incomplete. Yeah, that's what happens when you throw the ball.
Ravens so, and Steelers.
Some NBA history happened tonight.
What?
In the Cowboys game?
The Memphis Grizzlies beat the Oklahoma City Thunder for the biggest margin of victory in NBA history. The Grizzlies won 152-79.
Jesus Christ. They beat them by
73 points.
What the hell happened?
I would be really sad if I was an Oklahoma City Thunder fan.
79 point. Well, they are 6-16, but it's not like the Grizzlies are that amazing. Damn.
Yeah, and the Raptors beat the Milwaukee Bucks. Let's go.
Their worst their worst quarter was 31 points. Insane. 31, 41, 41, 39. Damn. So you get it all here on. Oh, yeah, they're showing the replay again of his injury. He was throwing it, and his fingers went right into the guy's arm. It's probably broken.
They really are just going to run the ball, I think. I don't think he can throw it. When are we going to see Trevor Siemian?
I'm surprised he hasn't been in more. Just as like a decoy. Isn't Hill right-handed?
Yeah.
So he's throwing it with a splint on?
I think he took the splint off, didn't he? Or is it still
there's
on?
The injury.
Oh, there you go. Oh, God.
So that Raven is useless. So we have actually a pretty good game at 425 as well, Ravens and Steelers. And I only say good because this is a game where, look, it's just going to be hard-hitting good
division
football.
Division rivals. Those are always good games.
Yeah.
And, like, I can't – what's the spread?
Ravens are a 4.5-point favorite, and the over-under is only 44.
Those are usually low-scoring running games, and they're usually within, like, a field goal, so – I don't know, because the Steelers are bad, but those games are always close no matter who's good and who's bad.
That's the thing with divisional football. It's so unpredictable.
Yeah. I'd say with the way the Steelers just got the crap kicked out of them by Cincinnati, I'd say Ravens cover, probably win by like a touchdown.
It's supposed to be in the mid-50s for the game in Pittsburgh on Sunday, so weather shouldn't be a factor. I think Ravens win by 5. So I think they cover.
27
but it's going to be under.
27-21.
Oh, you're Ravens. Taking the over.
Yeah.
Interesting. Hopefully not enough.
Oh, I just curved inside.
Did he make it? I wasn't even paying attention.
Yeah, he made it. So it's 13-10.
What a game. What's the worst weather football game you've seen?
wasn't there that there was that weird Lions Eagles game from years ago where the guy had like, I think it was Calvin Johnson, had like the brick of snow stuck in his face mask.
I mean, I think of the Tuck Rule game. Can I just say
Tuck Rule game?
Tuck that Rule game. There was Colts Bills a couple of years ago too in Buffalo where it was like completely snowed and the Bills were wearing like these bright red uniforms.
Anything with ridiculous rain where it's like pools of I don't know, I said pools, puddles of water.
I don't think you see those anymore, though, like any horrible rain games.
Yeah, because most fields have good drainage now, so then it's not as bad.
Even raining, though, it sucks.
Ravens-Patriots last year on Sunday Night Football was like a monsoon in New England.
That's brutal. Yeah, so that's pretty bad. The Ice Bowl, like negative 53 degrees or something.
Cincinnati versus Denver.
That playoff game between the Giants and Packers when Tom Coughlin's nose made him look like Rudolph.
That wasn't even his nose. His entire face was red. He almost had frostbite. I don't know why he didn't wear the mask.
I think, like, I know football players, you know, tough. They wear the short sleeve when it's so cold. At some point when it's that cold, they need to think about the people in the stands that are going to die.
Yeah, Eli's wife, I think he made her sit, like, in the seats, but she ended up going to the booth, and he didn't know that because he wanted her in the stands for good luck. But she was smart and went up to the booth. I wouldn't sit out in that. I wouldn't even go to that. If you could offer me free tickets, I'd be like, nope, way too fucking cold.
We'll talk about it in a minute, but I was asked this about if I was going to this coming Monday night's game, and I'm not. I will be here, and there's multiple reasons for it, and weather's one of them.
Let's talk about it now, then.
We're not the Monday game yet.
Two games. We have Seattle-San Francisco, which was originally Sunday Night Football, but got flexed out.
Those are usually good games, too. I know Seattle sucks, but those are usually good, too.
The spread's not much, though. It's only 3.5 for San Francisco. It's in Seattle, and this is a 45.5 over-under.
Seattle's going to end up winning somehow. No Debo Samuel. So
27-17 for the – I say 27-17 Niners.
I don't know why I just see Seattle winning this game because this season makes no sense. So it'll be like 13-10 Seattle.
I feel like Seattle wins 31-17.
I'm not going that far. I'm going the exact opposite.
Well, I feel like this is going to be one of those games where you think the 49ers are going to win. The Seahawks come out. They dominate the entire game. And then people are like, oh, Seahawks are back. They're going to go 9-8. And
they're so bad, though.
But they got Adrian Peterson now.
They're so bad. I'm going to stick with that and just say 13-10.
But I think we're all in agreement, though, San Francisco's winning.
No, I'm going to pick Seattle because it makes no sense. Seattle has no business winning, but.
Here's a good one. Good question before Sunday Night Football.
What is the worst NFL jerseys? Who is that has the really ugly like throwbacks? It's either Pittsburgh or Green Bay that has like the ugliest throwbacks.
Pittsburgh has the Bumblebee.
Is it the Packers then?
Oh, no. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have creamsicle.
I actually like that. Yeah, it's these, look up. Yeah, it's the Green Bay one where it's like yellow and then like
the Acme ones.
Those are disgusting.
Yeah, those ones are awful. The Denver Broncos too. They had like those yellow and brown. Like you should look it up. They wore it in 2009. It was awful. If we're flipping the table and going with one of the best, I have to say the Kelly Green Philadelphia Eagles jerseys.
The Eagles also have a bad throwback. That might be it.
Oh, they have the one where it's like the one that Packers too.
Yeah.
The one that EDP wore at the Super Bowl.
Yeah. That's disgusting. It's like that one.
The Titans. And then the Titans of New York one too.
And then just the Cowboys regular jerseys are disgusting because that's stupid star. They're ugly.
I mean, you could find Ramey on the corner wearing his Dak Prescott jersey with jean shorts screaming, "We dumb boys" at everyone.
Holding his Dak Prescott figure that Randy got him.
And I got best. My hat, not backwards. I got it like to the side.
Best jerseys.
Flozell Adams Giant, jersey.
Actually, I'm going to give Matt some compliment here. Best, one of my favorite jerseys, the Giants retro whites.
Yeah, Alex loves those too. I'm more of a blue fan,
I like the
helmet that says Giants on the side. My dad hates that, but that's like from when I was growing up.
Like the 80s, 90s helmets. I like those helmets too. Other ones, like I mentioned before, the Kelly Green Philadelphia Eagles.
I can't agree with that just because of who it is.
Obviously. Who else?
I like the Saints black jerseys.
The Patriots retros, obviously.
I like the Patriots logo with the actual Patriot on it, the guy.
Yeah, with him, the Boston Patriot jerseys.
Yep.
What's another one?
I like the Packers. I'm a big green fan. Like, I just like the color green. So I like the Packers green jerseys. I like their helmets, too. It's simple. I just don't like the quarterback.
I like the Steelers. It's just plain and simple, the black and yellow.
What NFL has the worst fans? I think
Eagles.
Eagles, Patriots, Cowboys, put those in the top three. Giants, Jets are probably in the top five.
The Jets have fans?
They're always like, Mark Sanchez, he's the next. We got him. Sam Darnold, this is the next one. We got him. We're good. It's like the Jets and the Mets. Every year, it's going to be their year. Although the Mets actually have something to celebrate now.
Yeah. Who else for fans? Worst fans?
The Raiders are pretty insane.
Yeah, I'm going to say Bills just based off experiences that I've had with Bills Mafia. Some of them on here that I respect. Some of them on here I like and I talk to. But my experience at the stadium was not good.
I think universally people would say the Cowboys fans, Eagles fans, and the Patriots fans are just some of the most hated. And then nobody likes New York fans either, so you can throw those in there. But the Giants fans are like a lot of fucking old people, so just leave them alone.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say Dallas.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Dallas too.
So I'd say Steeler fans could be up there too.
Well, you talking no shit offense. About Seth Traynor.
I get that. Moving on though, Sunday Night Football now. Broncos at Chiefs. Chiefs are a 9.5-point favorite.
The Chiefs need to come out and obliterate the Broncos. Like, they need to get back to business.
Chiefs win, Broncos cover. Calling it now. Chiefs win, Broncos cover.
I'm saying the Broncos do not cover. I'm going with the Chiefs, like 31-14, 31-15, something weird. It's got a vintage Chiefs win.
Vintage Chiefs win, everyone.
Vintage. Like 2 years ago, last year. Anything but what they're doing this year.
I would say Chiefs 37-17.
So they're scoring 37-17 points. How many are the Broncos scoring? None?
Exactly. It's going to be 3,717 to nothing.
So that is a vintage Mahomes. How many fantasy points Mahomes going to have?
Good all God. Of 5,000. What was the one I was going to say? Chiefs 27. No. 27-20.
Close game. I don't think I'm not. Hopefully Jerry Jeudy does something. Worst stadiums you've been in. MetLife. It's just boring. It's just they have two teams there and none of their colors are represented. It's very boring.
The one in Orlando.
Oh, I almost said the Orlando Eye. I don't even know. Camping World.
Yeah, it was just because like the interior of it was there, and like, well, the area surrounding the stadium was horrible.
Yeah. It felt very old. Yeah. Camping World. I forgot it. We were in AT&T Stadium.
AT&T Stadium was nice.
The Superdome sucks too. It's like super cramped because it's old.
I went there in 2019 actually for a Saints game. They have like the concourses didn't feel like as cramped at when I was there. So I think they've been doing renovations on them over the last few seasons. So I think they may have expanded them a little bit. So
that's good. Yeah,
I went to Miami before the renovations when it was Sun Life Stadium for 28, and that was not ideal. No, but Matt, like I just remember the only things I remember about Camping World's area outside of it wasn't good either. And then there was that hot as balls. And then there was that one guy that was like screaming at the bus driver because his girlfriend had to pee.
That was we sat on that bus for a while. That was not, especially at like midnight after like a 16-hour fucking pay-per-view. You just want to go home. But yeah, I'd probably say MetLife because it's the most disappointing. It's newer and it's so boring.
Really?
Yeah, it's not. It's just like brown or like gray because you can't paint it anything for each team. Like and half green, half blue would have looked stupid. They should have done like one green chair, one blue chair, one green, one blue, and just do that around the entire stadium.
And I know, Ramey, that you want the Cowboys to win, but like the Saints have to stop running these simple screen passes to the side and then expecting
to
run.
Oh, it's God. Pathetic. That's all it's they actually can pathetic. Do. That's all they can do is throw the screen passes or run. Disgusting. All right. Last game.
Bills at Patriots, Monday Night Football. Oh, I'll let you guys have the floor first.
What's the spread?
Bills by 2.5. Over under is low, too, because over under is 43, and the Bills are a 2.5-point favorite.
Shouldn't that game just be even? Like at this point, like how do you even put a spread on it? I don't have any faith in the Bills.
I whatsoever. Don't have any faith in the Bills either. Aren't the Patriots undefeated on the road too? I think. Correct me if I'm wrong, Griff.
I know they're worse at home. I know.
Yes, because our four losses were Dolphins, Saints, Buccaneers, Cowboys, all at Gillette Stadium. So we're undefeated on the road.
Undefeated on the road. I have no faith in Josh Allen this season. He's been a big disappointment. I know his stats look better than he's actually played, but I think the Patriots win, and I don't think it's going to be a close game.
The Bills need this one really badly.
Right, the Bills need it a lot more than the Patriots, but I think the Patriots have something to prove. I think it's going to be a statement game for Bill Belichick. I think this is the game they unleash Mac Jones fully. He's shown
the Bills have every Bills have
week.
A good defense.
I think they unleash him this week.
I don't think they're going to unleash him at all this year. They don't. They run the ball and they play defense, and then he does just enough when they let him. When he has to make a throw, he makes it. But I don't think that's what Bill does.
Mac Jones coming out party. He's going to have 330 yards passing.
I would say he has like half of that. Bills defense is good. I think
They lost Trey White to a torn ACL.
The Patriots probably win by 5.
I saw this too. Even though that they lost the Tre'Davious White, Jordan Poyer is I gotta look it up. I'm gonna do something really bad and go on to. I don't know how much attention you guys pay to Pro Football Focus, but they have PFF. But they have accounts for different teams, and they did something on Jordan Poyer recently. I gotta look. Oh yeah, it's right here. Quarterbacks have a 16.7 passer rating when targeting Jordan Poyer in coverage this season. Bill's not letting Mac go unleashed.
I don't think he's going to do it ever. I don't think he's that type of quarterback.
This was Tom Brady in the early years of the Patriots dynasties too. Remember, it was great defense, and Tom just had to do just enough.
You can kind of say that about his whole career. He had great defenses his whole career.
But not the mid 2000s. Like when we won there, a lot of those were on him. Like Super Bowl 51, I give credit to both because obviously I say this is Dante Hightower's strip sack, which Randy, that is the best tackle I've ever seen. Dante Hightower is absolutely steamrolling Matt Ryan and then making him just stripping the ball out of his hands.
Best tackle you've ever seen. That there's one that stands out. The Giants' first Super Bowl year, Antonio Pierce made a tackle in the NFC Championship game where it was like him against like two defenders or whatever. And if he lets a guy get by, it's like there's nobody else there. So that was probably the best tackle I've ever seen.
Whatever happened to Antonio Pierce?
I think he left the Giants and I don't think he played anywhere else. I think he was just retired. Best hit? I don't know why.
I used to love those segments they had on ESPN. Yeah, obviously before concussions became a thing that people actually cared about.
Yeah.
Like you got jacked up and they just showed people just getting smoked every week.
I mean, those are always good. Like that Clowney hit from college is probably one of the best hits ever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one for sure.
Like really good. You don't really get too many great hits anymore.
I'm not going to say a score for this game, by the way, just because I don't like doing that for the Patriots. And also whenever I've done that this year, they've lost. But I'm going to say.
Do it, pussy.
Nope.
You think they're going to win?
They're going to win, but the under's going to hit.
Patriots defense is good too. Bills, I could see I would pick the under. Yeah,
that's the thing. I think everyone's going to come into this game expecting, you know, Josh Allen and Mac Jones to let loose. I think this is just going to come down to which defense can perform better, which defense can make a stop.
Josh Allen has no running game, so they have like three running backs, and you never know which one's going to do anything. Most of them don't.
The Patriots do too, but Damian Harris has really solidified himself as RB1 as I'm on the play where Dak is about. Oh, and Dak gets hit by Canadian Daniel David Onyemata, who went to the University of Manitoba.
Brandon Bolden, who will do stuff like the 2 weeks I have to start him, he'll do nothing. But whenever he's on my bench, he'll throw up 20 for no reason.
He's our third down running back. If you wanted a fantasy running back, you should have gone for Ramondre Stevenson.
No, I like literally had to pick somebody off waiver wire, and he's like the only guy who like is competent enough to put up anything.
True.
So, I'm thinking the under in the Patriots by 5, but hopefully the Bills just slaughter them.
I know, but Matt, I'd want this game so badly for the Patriots because I would just love for us to go in to Buffalo, in Buffalo, in prime time, and beat them.
I need a score, though.
Don't do it. Don't go against your morals, man.
It was morals. How many times did you actually do it and they lost?
I did it for the Saints game, and I think I did it before the Cowboys game and the Dolphins.
Yeah, so it only applies to home games.
Isn't this the last – aren't the Patriots off? They're in a bye week after they play the Bills Monday?
Yeah, but it's weird. So we have our bye week, but our next game is on the 18th, the Saturday against the Colts. So we only have really
– Saturday game?
Yeah.
That's right, because they do like Saturday games starting next week, don't they? Or is it next week or the week after?
2 weeks. So this is week 15. So week 15 and week 16, they have Saturday games because week 16 is Christmas, which is Green Bay and Cleveland and then Indy and Arizona.
Oh, my God. Learn how to tackle. That's a touchdown. I don't – that's baffling to me. I don't
understand. Jesus, Verizon is really ahead.
Yeah, why do you even have Zeke on the team?
It's Tony Pollard's time. Like, that was Zeke's hurt as well. Good Lord. Zeke's playing hurt. He can't run the ball. Pollard is electric. He's electric.
That's just bad tackling. Like, they just ran right through everyone. It's like the Giants defense.
Jesus Christ.
There's like – they blocked everyone.
That was –
that's a touchdown.
And then the cornerback running after him or the safety, like, stutter steps like an idiot.
Whoever's got Zeke Elliott right now is just, like, not liking life.
Also, didn't your brother trade a third-round pick for him?
Yeah, because he put up a couple of good games in a row where it was, like, 20 points, 25 points, and then you're like, all right, he's back, I guess, and then he gets hurt again.
Here's a hot take. I think the Cowboys cut Zeke in the offseason.
They'd probably try and trade him. Well, I mean, I don't know who would take that contract.
Look at Jenkins' little like half-assed run there.
How much dead cap space is?
I think it's either next season or the year after where they would have the least amount of dead cap by cutting him.
I can't see Jerry Pollard going
into a contract year next year too. His contract's up after next year, so you can have Tony Pollard at $960,000.
God damn it! What's the worst food you've had at a football game? I don't think I've had bad food. It's usually just like chicken fingers and stuff like that. Stadium food's always pretty good.
So it is after next season when the Cowboys could cut him. If they cut him this offseason, it would be a $30 million cap, dead cap.
Oof, Monron.
After next season, it's only $11
million. I don't think they're going to cut him for either, though. That's still a lot. $11 million in dead cap space? So it's not saving them anything.
Yeah, but the cap's going to keep increasing every year. So in 2 years, if it increases by 10%, they could afford the $11 million dead cap.
I don't think they're going to cut it. I don't see it. This game's over. What a waste.
So I haven't had food at a football game in a long time, but the worst beer I've had has been at MetLife. It's been like not even – it's not cold. It's like room temp, and it's just not good. MetLife sucks, Matt.
It's not good. I don't know why you're at a Jets game. The beer's cold when the Giants play. Must be the Jets thing.
Jets fans like warm beer. Yes. I can't say either. The only other things I want to say with football related quickly too is I know we didn't talk about it a lot, but we also have the college football, a lot of the conference championship, all of the conference championship games this weekend. Should be a good slate of football. I don't know how much you guys are into college. I know Matt's not really that much into it, but no. I expect good games all over, but the best one's probably going to be Alabama, Georgia.
I hope Georgia beats them by 70 points. I hate Nick Saban.
I want to see Oklahoma State get into the top four.
They will only get in if Oklahoma State, if they win the Big 12 and if Cincinnati or Alabama lose, one of the two. I think if Alabama loses close, they're still going to put them in. The committee will put them in.
I have a buddy who's a Oklahoma State fan. Plus, I've loved Mike Gundy since the I'm a man, I'm 40 rant.
Like, I'm a man. I'm 40.
Like probably like 15 years ago at this point, or it seems like at least a decade.
2007.
God, it's been so long. Yeah, that was a great rant. I wish we could have him on the podcast for that.
My favorite one in RIP will always be Dennis Green's The Bears Are Who We Thought They Were.
it's just such a classic rant, but it's like, what are you talking about, dude? It's like, we are they are who we thought they were. What are you talking about? Like, you let them off the hook. All right, we got you.
The Bears are who we thought they were, and that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Playoffs? Playoffs? If you could make your football play, what would it be? The annexation of Puerto Rico? I mean, come on. Obviously.
That's a little Giants reference.
I don't even remember what that play was, except for that name. Ooh, Taysom Hill running up. Whoa! Whoa! Oh, my God. Look at this run. Oh, that's a highlight reel run. Holy shit. Jumped over a guy, spun. That was pretty impressive. I can watch Ramey's reaction to it, and then I could go watch Griff's reaction to it.
Whoa. Why did they ever let him throw the ball? Do that every play.
He jumped over somebody and then spun.
And then went like another 7 yards.
That was pretty good.
Now we can see Griff's reaction in about 30 seconds.
That is just Taysom being Taysom.
Like right up the middle. Oh, was that a hold? Good, they didn't call it. All right, that's fine.
Football play where I would be. What the hurdle too?
There you go.
I'm actually on the replay right now. I was just typing something in the. I sent you guys a message during the thing. During
on
the
Twitter.
Here.
Private chat. Let me just read it out. Hey, I don't like any of our viewers. I don't know why they listen to me. You all suck. Wow, it's messed up, Griff.
I actually got my Spotify Wrapped in for my actual podcast. My podcast, 32% of my listeners listen to it between the hours of 11 p.m. and 5 a.m.
Where are your listeners from? What's your your breakdown?
Okay, I'll open up Anchor and tell you guys right now.
Because we have, it's all USA, Canada, and then 4% in the Philippines somewhere.
I have 2% in India.
Wow. Is that TJ's family?
Probably. I have Australia. So here's the countries where my podcast has been listened to. Australia, United Kingdom, China, Ireland, Germany, El Salvador, Egypt, Spain, Singapore, Monaco, Morocco, Colombia, Brazil, Croatia, and Oman.
That's crazy to me because you're a specific thing about an American sport that people from all over the country or the world are listening. That's pretty cool.
Although no one non-binary is listening to my podcast ever. That's at 0%.
No, you got to.
I have 5% though, not specified.
Yeah, you gotta work on your non-binary demographic.
Yes.
What's your age range? Ours was right in the AEW demo, in that age.
My biggest one is 23 to 27 at 57%, and then I also have the WWE demographic of 49 to 59 and 60 plus.
Wow. I gotta get those old people in there.
What about the men to women? What's your ratio at? I know you said non-binary.
So it's 93% men, not 1%.
Yeah, female. We're pretty much there too, 9% female. So I don't know what that breaks down to, maybe one woman out there accidentally. I know my sister listened to one of our episodes, so maybe
my wife
listens
to every episode, man.
Oh, that's true. Your wife, maybe your sister-in-law.
My sister-in-law started listening to.
And my most
listeners don't know what the hell we're talking about, but
yeah, it's fine.
And my most listeners are on our Apple Podcast at 31%.
How many reviews do you have on Apple Podcasts? We got a 5-star review for ourselves, and then somebody left us a 1-star.
I need to take a look into that. To be honest, I'm going to open up my podcast app right now. Do you know how you find out the?
I clicked on the link on Anchor just to go to Apple Podcasts, and it sort of showed up at the bottom. But our average is a 4.2, so there are other ratings that I can't see, but I don't know how to see it. And I can't find Google Podcasts. That's way more confusing. There's no actual page for it. It seems like I can't edit anything, so I couldn't find any reviews on that. But
yeah, I don't
Apple
know if
Podcasts.
I don't know if I can find any reviews for mine either.
Go to your Anchor page and then click whatever the link is to go to Apple Podcast, and it should show up at the bottom. Apple Podcasts. So then it brings you to your homepage on Apple Podcasts and then customer reviews. Yeah, we're at 4.2 out of 5. It says 5 ratings, but only 2 show up. You think that since it's my podcast, they would let me see. But
so when I open Anchor, do I go to the your podcast tab?
Go to the I click on view public site. So you see how like
the people I'm on the app right now, so I'll do
that later. All right, yeah. And then click where to listen. I click on the Apple. Yeah, it's probably different on the I don't know why it won't let me see them.
I'll look into that in a little bit. But anyway, guys, I think that's it. We're just gonna we'll let Ramey go in peace for the fourth quarter. But guys, we did this again. We'll have to do it again, maybe in the new year, maybe right before the playoffs or before the Super Bowl.
Good time, absolutely.
Sounds good to me.
A little crossover, this that rant YWC football talk. And thank thank you very much, everyone, for listening to this episode of YWC football talk. I always have to look it up. It's always a pre-show routine of mine, but I have to look it up again. This has been episode number 134 of YWC football talk. Thank you very much for listening, guys. I will see you on Sunday with Keegan Stiefel as him and I completely break down Patriots and Bills. Have a good night, everyone.
See ya.
I'm Jeff Woods, and I'm shining a light on music and the rock stars who make it.
He just was one of those people. He stood out.
He was a magic guy. He really was a magic guy. We all have force. He had the same amount of force as we all have.
This was before Led Zeppelin. Robert was full on. I mean, he was Led Zeppelin without the band behind him. He had the hair, the jeans, the whole thing, you know. And he was amazing.
The Records and Rockstars podcast, heard around the world and yours to hear wherever you get podcasts. All the episodes from JeffWoodsRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Logan Anderson, host of the Say the Damn Score podcast. On my show, I deep dive into the sports broadcasting business by, you guessed it, talking to sportscasters. The show has featured big names like Bob Costas, Kenny Albert, and Vern Lundquist, as well as many up-and-coming broadcasters who you may not know yet, but you will know soon. Whether you're looking for professional development as a sportscaster, different career paths, or if you just want to be entertained by hearing some of the best storytellers in the world tell their own stories, this podcast is for you. You can subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms, or you can visit our website, saythedamnscore.com.